it's the Big Show.
It's 8:55 on a Tuesday morning. Time for the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Bomb Factory. We do this every Tuesday at this time to alert you to the big entertainment acts coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. We got a big slate this week, 8 candidates. Let's run through the list, and we're going to vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number 1 is tonight at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Sarah Bareilles and Emily King.
Head underwater.
Always like this song.
Tell me to breathe easy for a while.
Song to some show.
I think it made it on some show.
See?
But I don't think it was a theme song. The hook's great.
It's the hook. She needs to get
there.
That.
Hang on.
Where is it? Is this it?
Have a little patience.
Where's the hook?
Right here.
So it's her 2007 hit, made it to number 4 on the chart. VH1 named her one of the 100 most important female musicians, and she has earned 7 Grammys.
Hold on, I'm about to get to the hook.
Sorry, 7 Grammy nominations.
I've already had it?
That's a great song. You know it.
All right, that's candidate 1. Sarah Bareilles with Emily King.
Go just to hear that song.
Candidate 2, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at the brand new Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, the Black Keys.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain. It's true. Baby, I'm howling for you.
We saw him in New York City.
Yep. I saw him at the American Airlines Center as well a couple of years back. They are great.
They are great.
Put on a great show. They released their latest album, Let's Rock, back in June of this year. And like all of their albums, it did very well. That was a great show at the Super Bowl because it was a really small venue in New York City, a club, maybe,
yeah.
What would you say, 1,500 people in there?
Probably, yeah. That was great. We were like 50 feet away from them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Louder than a son of a gun.
Yeah.
You need to work on the gain on that microphone, though. It's a little overdriven.
The Black Keys, candidate number 2. Candidate 3, also Thursday night at the Southside Ballroom in Dallas, T-Pain.
It's 5 o'clock about in the morning. Back on the microphone.
And I want ya. You want me,
don't ya?
I
can see it.
But you've been waiting on me since I said that I was it in the club. Sun be coming up on me. And I know you be getting so. Pony?
You sending me texts.
Like, boy, just get up in that car and come get all of this love. You ain't gotta remind me. She already said if I don't come on time, she might go crazy. And she'll be waiting on me with one of my chains on.
She has won 2 Grammys.
And then ask me kindly.
And with every rapper's Wikipedia page, there is always a section titled Legal Issues.
Come on.
Keep it real.
Uh-oh. Who's indie girl here?
Lily Allen.
What bit did he appear on? Is it I'm on a Boat? Is T-Pain on that?
On what?
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a motherboat.
Sir?
Wow.
Andy Sandberg? Wasn't T-Pain a part of that?
I don't. That doesn't ring a bell. Maybe.
I believe he won last season with The Masked Singer.
T-Pain or Andy Sandberg?
Yes, he did. T-Pain. Yes, he did.
In fairness, his legal issues are pretty minor. He was arrested for driving with a suspended license.
Who
didn't get you a lot of cred in the rap world.
That should not be under his legal issues.
That's crap.
And there was a disturbance, a little bit of a scuffle backstage of one of his concerts.
George, you're correct. I'm on a boat. See if you got that one, Jer.
That's great.
The clean version.
Yeah. All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Arlington Backyard, Nelly.
Crappy.
Shimmy, shimmy, high.
In 2010, Billboard ranked Nelly the number three artist of the decade.
I always liked Nelly.
He was born in Austin.
It's like me, rolling on dubs.
This holds up, by the way.
Absolutely.
And on his Wikipedia page, there is a section, legal issues.
Hey, man. Stop rubbing it in.
Misdemeanor drug offense conviction, tax lien, rape arrest.
Oh, that was dismissed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that after he collaborated with Dave Campo?
Yes.
Getting hot in Hera?
You mean hot here?
No. Hot in Hera.
That's
how it's spelled. H-E-R-R-E. How you pronounce that?
Here.
Hera.
God.
Dude.
Oh. That's not bad.
Good comeback.
Well, that's the name of the song. Hot in Hera.
It is getting hot in here is the name of the song.
I see double R-E. I say Hera.
The temperature is presently warming in here.
Yes.
Is the full name of the song.
Well.
There's a rapid increase in temperature in here.
All right, candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Willie Nelson.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Talked about Willie a lot, but the Ken Burns country music documentary, he's featured prominently.
Some great stuff on him in that. Including tried to commit suicide by laying down in the middle of the road outside of Tootsie's.
Mama, don't let your babies.
Because he'd had a
You did or Willie?
Willie.
I think that's a fake story.
Gordon thinks it's fake.
I do.
Are you guys going
to
go?
But you have to ask the question, is he that great?
Stop it.
No, you don't have to ask that question.
Are you guys going to go to this show and not invite me like you did last time?
Nah, I'm just not going to go.
We invited you. You said no.
You never invited me. And it was my idea to go to the show. And you got in his bus and got autographs and got to kiss him on the cheek and all that.
What? He rode on my shoulders. We did chicken fights.
He was little.
Long star belt.
Really short.
Yeah, how tall?
George called him a spare to his face.
I did not. I love Willie. Says he's 5'6". I would have guessed like 5'5 or 5'4".
He's 5'4".
He don't die. Yeah, he's a little guy.
Man, he is 86.
Still performing.
They have an amazing side pitch.
Isn't it weird, like they pointed out in that documentary, the thing that everyone in Nashville held against him was his voice.
Right.
Yet, isn't that the greatest thing about
him? Yes. Mm-hmm. They couldn't figure it, and they just couldn't figure him. They put him in these Western suits. They didn't know what to do with him. Then he just started doing his own thing.
Such a strange voice.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would have listened to this guy going, man, I don't know about the voice. But that's the same with, the guy he's often compared to, like Morrissey. You may think that about Morrissey, too.
I've never heard him compared to Morrissey so much.
Oh, this is great. Oh, is Willie going to play this?
Beat down at the beginning.
How surprising would that be if Willie ended with this? In full band,
everything. No, he's not going to end with this.
Will never, ever happen.
I am the sun.
And there was times when he was so desperate. He would sell a song for like $500. I want to say crazy.
I shyness, that is
for something like minimal, like $1,000 or something like that.
Right, that's Candidate 5. Candidate 6. Biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the theater at Grand Prairie, Old Dominion.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Nothing. Just
I know
hanging
it's
out.
Late, but I knew you'd
be a girl.
Oh.
No. I ain't drunk.
No, that's so cool.
Maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come.
You're stuck on two notes there.
I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long.
Is this considered country?
They've won a lot of country music awards, so yes. They were Vocal Group of the Year this year at the Academy of Country Music Awards.
So why?
They won Group of the Year. And on their Wikipedia page, there's not a legal issues section.
No. Oh, look, Brian's with them.
Country guys have a lot of legal issues.
Oh, yeah.
Look at George Jones' legal issues section. Merle Haggard,
I know.
Yes.
You don't want to break it.
Johnny Cash spent some time in.
All right, that's Candidate 6. Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Southside Ballroom in Dallas. Ryan Bingham.
Your heart is on the loose.
There's some songwriting greatness.
You got a problem with my voice.
Clear your throat.
This ain't no place.
Speaking of legal issues, he's not the Ryan that had legal issues.
That's Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Adams. Yes, that's right.
You called up.
Yeah, Ryan Bingham's got a clean record, we think.
I do love this song.
In the corner truck stop.
Well.
Put out a new record not too long ago, last year.
That boy with a thorn and a sign.
February 2019, he released American Love Song.
Yeah, there you go. It's good. Real good.
It went to 124th on the U.S. charts.
This ain't no place to lose your mind.
What happened to Ryan Bingham?
Nothing.
Is he still having hits?
Yeah.
Well, so how does he compare to Sturgill Simpson and Chris Stapleton?
Oh, they're much bigger.
Like
especially Stapleton.
Bingham's 2010 album went to number 2 on the country charts. His 2012 album, number 7, but his last 3 have not charted.
Yeah.
So,
but that's why, I mean...
We're holding a good thought for him.
No, he's doing fine. And it was the movie that put him over. That's when everyone discovered him. But...
But then
he
got undiscovered again.
No, it's not undiscovered. just because someone doesn't chart doesn't mean you don't write good songs.
He got undiscovered again.
Jeez.
All right, and finally, big show coming to town this week. Candidate 8 at the Arlington Music Hall Saturday night. Don McLean.
Oh, I'm playing. Oh, he's playing.
It's a great song.
I can
and to sneak into my room just to read my diary.
Used to make me
maybe
smile.
Just because we heard it every other song when we were growing up, and man, give me 3 days for this one.
Chance that I could make those people.
My kids love this song.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's weird.
Happy for a while.
Would you really take 3 days off your life
I
to not hear this again?
I never, because I think I'd somehow make it up.
Both
the what if you're having a great time though at the end of your life and you wish you had 3 more days?
News on the door.
At least I, you know, was able to live a few years without this song.
What's wrong with this song?
I can't remember.
Let's listen to it till the end.
No, it's 9 minutes long. It takes forever.
Widowed bride.
Who sang Alice's Restaurant?
Something touched me deep.
Is that a different person?
That's Arlo Guthrie.
I always get those two those songs confused. Music Died and Alice's Restaurant sound like the same singer.
George, would you be okay with this legacy? Like one of your grandkids says, now why didn't Granddad make it to my graduation? Well, he would have been
smart.
Here, but he died yesterday because he didn't want to hear American Pie anymore.
They would understand. Once they heard the song, they would understand. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
All right, let's vote.
Crane, do you know my name?
Biggest show coming to town this week. We have 8 candidates. Is it candidate number 1 tonight at the Toyota Music Factory, Sarah Bareilles? Candidate 2 Thursday at the Dickies Arena, the Black Keys. Candidate 3 Thursday at Southside, T-Pain. Candidate 4 Friday at the Arlington Backyard, Nelly. Candidate 5 Friday at Billy Bob's, Willie Nelson. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Theater at Grand Prairie, Old Dominion. Candidate 7, Saturday at Southside, Ryan Bingham. Or Candidate 8, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, Don McLean. George.
Ryan Bingham.
Gordo.
Willie Nelson sings The Smiths and Morrissey.
Oh.
Sean.
Black Keys.
Jeremy.
Black Keys.
Fernando.
Willie Nelson.
Yes.
I'm voting for the Black Keys.
Dang.
And they win. 3-2-1. Biggest Show Thursday at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, the Black Keys.
What's next in the corner?
I think he's got a pretty good argument. Next.
We had a dance.
Careful.